Jeff, thanks for joining us for the Silver City Report. We're kicking off the report this week talking about $1.3 million for highway repair in the area. What can you share?
It's been a long time coming, but travelers between Deming and Silver City can look forward to a new surface on Highway 180. The road's been kind of falling apart for years, and about $1.3 million was allocated to resurface the highway. So this will hopefully mean an end to cracked windshields for drivers by March. It looks like this road work will be done.
Okay, we know a lot of folks will be happy to hear that. Now, we also have a lawsuit involving cattle grazing in the Gila.
The Center for Biological Diversity sued the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the U.S. Forest Service in the mid-90s and won a settlement that meant ranchers had to remove their cattle from riparian areas along streams in the Gila National Forest, where plenty of ranchers have grazing allotments. And the center conducted its own surveys and found that the Forest Service was not enforcing rules that mandate fences, basically, and other barriers to keep cattle away from rivers. And according to the center, this has resulted in serious damage to riparian areas in the Gila National Forest. And the Forest Service hasn't responded to the suit yet. However, one local rancher, Ty Bays, he indicated that feral cattle were probably responsible, in his opinion, for the damage that's being done. There is a feral cattle problem in the Gila, and that's a separate issue that the Forest Service and local governments are working on fixing. However, we'll see how the Forest Service responds to this. It appears that basically they're going to have to start enforcing the rules that make ranchers keep their fences up in the Gila.
Thanks, Jeff. Now, you also have more about talk of potential federal legislation involving the Gila River system.
So there's a piece of federal legislation, a draft of which has been going around. This was created by U.S. Senator Martin Heinrich and Tom Udall, and the legislation is called the M.H. Dutch Salmon Greater Gila River Wild and Scenic Act. And this is named after the famous author and self-described redneck environmentalist Dutch Salmon, who died last year. He was a fierce proponent for the Gila River, and it meant a lot to his family and friends that this piece of legislation is named after him. And what the designations would do is give protected status to about 450 miles of river segments, rivers and streams within the Gila Wilderness and the Gila National Forest. The legislation hasn't been introduced yet, but the senators are soliciting feedback from stakeholders, folks that work and live around the forest. And they have said they are open to modifying this legislation to please all parties. Some are not happy about the legislation and fear that it will result in it will affect their water rights and their private property rights. But that remains to be seen.
Okay, Jeff, we'll count on you to follow that story. Now, we are going to move on now to C.P. Thompson with the Silver City Daily Press and Independent. CP, you have a story about funding being threatened for cliff schools.
Right. So last year, the state passed Senate Bill 1. In this bill, only schools and districts with fewer than 2,000 students received the full amount of their school size adjustment funding. And there was also a decrease of 20% each year over 5 years. And so Silver Consolidated Schools has three schools that qualify for small school funding, and those are Cliff Elementary and High School and 6th Street Elementary. And so they lost about $180,000 this school year. However, talking with a Legislative Finance Committee analysis at the Roundhouse, there's another provision in that Senate bill called Rural Population Rate. And the rural population rate, quoting from the bill, means that a school district with a rural population rate greater than 40% is eligible for additional program units. So because of this, Silver Schools only had a net loss of $41,000, not 180, 100,000. So this new provision is new to the Silver Schools. When talking with Curtis Clough, the associate superintendent at Silver Schools, he said that there's just so many funding streams that a school district receives that they weren't able to find this rural population rate in their funding.
Okay, CP, thanks for the update. Unfortunately, we are out of time. We will talk with you next week.
Thank you.